This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is happening this weekend. Step Up for Health going on out at Ford's Pond in Sutherland. And Sarah Swanson, and good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. So talk about what you have going on.
Yeah. So June 27th, this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, the Cancer Prevention and Community Health Resource Fair as part of the Step Up for Health walk at Ford's Pond. We've got over a dozen community partners, Adapt, DPHN, Thrive Umpqua, Douglas ESD, Umpqua Health, 211, Paid Leave Oregon, HIV Alliance will offer some health testing. UCAN will be there, Camp Millennium, UHA, and then providers from Aviva are going to offer some screenings. I'll be there with the Knight Cancer Institute information on cancer screenings and prevention education. And then we have a bunch of amazing team members from Mercy and Centennial.
So a lot going on out there. And let's see, if you walk or run, is it kind of up to you how far you go? How's this set up?
Yeah, so we're there 10 a.m. to noon. We're offering the first 100 registrations, get a T-shirt and a popsicle. And we've got quite the group already registered. And it's just meant to get people out and moving. Centennial Orthopedics will be there. And they really just want to remind everyone that investing in your movement is investing in your life. Staying active is a key to overall wellness. So we want to provide opportunities in community where we can highlight those things for people and really get people out feeling like they have a sense of belonging and engaging in health.
And this time of year, especially when people are out more, if their health isn't as good and they can't be out more, it's really when it maybe becomes the most obvious that, gosh, I need to do something different.
Yeah, and we're going to highlight a bunch of key, you know, cancer screenings and other opportunities. So Healthy Kids Outreach Program is going to be there with their dental van providing full oral head neck screening exams. And they'll refer out to local ENT offices. And there's highlights from Dr. Randall and Associates are providing some additional oral cancer screening device use. And early detection is really key in these things. We want to make sure that people understand that we have some high rates of oral cancers here in Douglas County, have the second highest cases of HPV-related cancer deaths in the state. And that's a preventable disease and as a result, a preventable cancer. And so we want to highlight those oral head and neck screenings, get people out. It's a free service. And we really want people to engage in that while they're out there with us. Even if you're not going to do the walk, come get an oral cancer screening.
Well, and a lot of times you hear about people that, you know, probably should have got a screening at some point. They think life is probably okay. And then suddenly they're hit with a prognosis and it's not good.
Yeah, we always say up at the Knight, it's written on the wall. No one ever wants to think about cancer until they have to. And we want people to think about cancer before then, but we want to do it through the lens of risk reduction. And one way we can reduce our risk is just remembering to not smoke or use tobacco products, but also getting out, moving our bodies, having that sense of community belonging we know improves health outcomes for everyone. And especially with early detection, we almost universally have better outcomes when we find cancers early.
And doctors, it seems like in the last decade or maybe a bit longer, have talked more about the preventative aspect because it seems like before it was just, okay, let's see what the problem is. Now let's fix it. But now it's more like, let's avoid these problems as much as we can.
Absolutely. We have so many cancers that are preventable and some just with reducing the risk. So for sure, tobacco use, but our diet, over 18 different cancers have an obesity and diet related risk factor. So we really encourage people to move their body, get out, see what our community has to offer. Douglas County as a whole in the summer has so many outdoor festivals and places for us to engage with our neighbors and live a healthier life together.
So it is on Saturday. What time to get started?
We're going to start up at 10 a.m. It should be a cool one, so definitely bring a sweatshirt, but we'll be there till noon, and we'll have all kinds of information. All of our amazing community partners are going to be there. Definitely look on the Thrive Umpqua website through Facebook. They have lots of information about the event.
And who all are the partners again?
Oh, my goodness. So UCAN, Camp Millennium, 211, Paid Leave Oregon, Aviva, UHA, and then Centennial Orthopedics, as well as the Healthy Kids Outreach Program, Douglas Public Health Network, HIV Alliance, and many, many more.
All right, Step Up for Health, Saturday, Ford's Pond. Sarah Swanson, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
8:36 at the Morning Report.